Luke Combs, Beer Never Broke My Heart on B105. It is Keith Urban, Days Go By on B105. It is the B105 Buzz, brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936. What's up, Lauren?
So I mentioned this yesterday, did not have time to get to it in the lowdown again. So in case you missed it, the Oak Ridge Boys are coming to Deck Symphony Hall Friday, November 13th. So tickets actually go on sale tomorrow. There's a pre-sale you have until tomorrow at 9:45. To register, we have the pre-sale code, everything on our B105 app otherwise. And then the pre-sale starts at 10 a.m. Otherwise, tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
Okay, good to know. Oak Ridge Boys. Mm-hmm. Elvira. Some other good songs there. Yeah. Brings me back. That guy's had that beard. You don't wonder. That one guy's got that beard. He's had to have that his whole life.
Yeah, like...
like, once you have that, I mean, that's kind of how you recognize the Oak Ridge Boys, is that one guy's beard.
Yeah, that's a very, I'm looking at it right now, that's a very long beard.
And that's a commitment. You got to, like...
good for him. I love it.
Like ZZ Top of country music.
If he wants to go incognito, he can just shave it.
That's true. So, but then he can't grow it back. He'll never grow back that length again.
Maybe, I don't know.
We're spending too much time
on that. Yeah, we are. So, what do you have?
Minnesota,
what do you want to talk about?
Officials, Pollution Control Agency is saying... this is the time of year you got to watch out for these algae blooms in lakes and stuff. And
algae bloom. I don't even know what that is.
Looks like this. You know, when you look at old water and it's like that film, that green scuzz.
Oh, okay, gross. Yeah.
Because not only is it toxic to humans, it actually can kill your dog.
Oh.
Possibly.
That's not good.
Yeah, because they swim in it and then they drink it and then they lick it when they're grooming themselves. And then there's a lot of toxic algae and stuff. So they say when in doubt, stay out. And it's that time of year where we get to August and those lakes start to turn and you got to be careful. So
I did not know that that is what those were called.
Algae blooms. Look out for it, Lauren. Look out.
Another new fear unlocked.
Next time you go jump in a lake. When's the last time you jumped in a lake?
Not for a long time.
It's been a while, right?
Yeah.
Go jump in a lake. Ella Langley, Morgan Wallen, and I Can't Love You Anymore on B105. It is The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And Ella Langley, I saw some pictures of her when it was like, you know, before her bangs, you know, before she became big, like what she got, like kind of started in 2022, like 4 years ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can't recognize her.
Yeah, like...
the bangs thing, it's just completely different.
And not everyone can pull off bangs, you know? So the fact that she can, like, I mean, obviously she can.
Killing
like,
it.
Yeah, and it's kind of like... you know, Lainey Wilson, she has something that just makes her so her, where it's undeniably them. So,
right.
And if you can have bangs, I mean, if they look good on you, you should have them. Because that is not the case for most people.
Yeah, but how do you know until you try it? Do you bangs?
No. Oh. No, I did once in, like, elementary school, and it was awful. And so that was my trial run there, so.
Okay, well, this has been a little Langley bang alert.
Well, it's not
alert.
A bang alert because, I mean, she's had, you know, bangs. But I get what you're saying. Okay.
We have more Lauren's Country Lowdown coming up, B105. B105 of Florida Georgia Line. Luke Bryan, this is how we roll. Okay, Lauren's Country Lowdown. What's going on?
So Zach Brown Band, this is insane. They were at Fenway Park over the weekend, Sunday night. It was their 15th consecutive sold-out show at Fenway. So they kind of wanted to do something fun. So right before they went into Same Boat... Zach Brown said, I'm buying every single person here a cruise for two people. There were over 37,000 fans there, and so the estimated like price of this gift is around $40 million.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, so it's the largest audience gifting in live entertainment history. So I guess you could say, you know, he surpassed Oprah here. So Margaritaville is the sponsor of his current tour. So I'm guessing he probably got some sort of deal, but the only...
has to be.
The only, but still not cheap. And also, Zach Brown, I feel like he's a billionaire. His wife is also a billionaire, so...
I just looked at Zach Brown. What's this AI overview says about $60 million is worth... that's it. I mean, not saying that's it, but I mean, that's...
well, yeah, just at $40 million. Yeah, that's...
right.
Yeah, so they have to redeem it within the next 12 months.
No problem. I'll do that.
So they're going to be at the Target Center October 23rd. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, you should, because who knows what he'll announce there, you know?
Yeah, didn't he was saying his Las Vegas residency while I was putting him in debt? Remember that one that came out?
Well, I think he
back?
Just didn't make money from it because... right. He spent so much on like special effects, but anyways,
well, that's crazy
story, just insane. So,
well, we're all in the same boat. Get it?
Yeah, and everybody was probably just like so shocked, like what in the world? So,
yeah.
Love that. Bunny XO, she just took to her podcast to clear a few things up. We just talked about how she bought a $500,000 car, It was right after her divorce from Jelly Roll was complete. She said it has nothing to do with that. She's like, I didn't buy this with my divorce money. She also shared she bought a house in California, so she's going to go between California and Tennessee. But also, People Magazine came out with a story, and they usually, if there's a story on People Magazine, it's usually coming from the person's team, and it says that she was in LA initially for a ton of meetings with producers, and there's a really good shot that she's going to have her own reality show soon.
Okay.
I would watch that.
I could.
So she's kind of like an anomaly. Like, I had never, I know what she says on her podcast, but I don't know much about her story or anything.
I can see her being, that being a good fit for her, you know, and people would watch that.
Yeah, so we'll see. You can read more about that, B105Country.com. And then Garth Brooks just announced the third city on his upcoming Blame It All on My Roots tour. He will be in Chicago September 11th and 12th, Allstate Arena. Tickets are $154, and they already go on sale this Friday. So he's going to Indianapolis and Denver, and he kept adding dates once those tickets went on sale because the demand was so high. So he'll probably add more here. But just, you know, at first I was like, why is he announcing the dates one by one? But I kind of...
Luke Combs, Be By You on B105. I'm putting myself out there today. I might get in trouble.
Okay.
But what else is new? 710 Laugh Off.
That's true. You do have some... You do have some risky jokes.
This one's a little risky, too. Have you heard about Colonoscopy, the movie? It's starring Cameron Diaz.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Cameron Diaz. What are you talking about?
I get it. Okay. That is something. Okay, I'm going to move on. Nothing like a colonoscopy joke before 8 a.m.
Get you going.
I see what you did there. Okay.
I didn't even mean that.
Where does the electric cord go shopping? The outlet mall.
Interesting.
That was cute. What do you mean interesting? That's cute.
That's cute. There really isn't much outlet malls anymore, are there? Really?
I think there are.
I don't know. Last time I was down with the one at that North Branch, didn't seem like there's a whole lot going on.
Not that one. I mean, they have Spirit Halloween that pops up, but honestly, that's...
That's how you
that's
know.
That's like their main attraction, I feel like.
When it's gone. All right.
That's how you know.
This one is from Nico. Play this one for you. 710 Laugh Off and winning tickets to the Joe Coy at Black Bear Casino for sending us this joke.
You call cheese that's not yours. Nacho cheese.
Not, see, you know, that's a classic joke. But
classic joke.
You got one ticket.
You sold the sizzle. And if you want to go see Joe Coy at Black Bear Casino Friday, August 14th, open up our app, click the B105 Buzzline button, send us a joke.
All right, sounds great. B105 and the 710 Laugh Off. B105, it is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning. That's Jelly Roll, Heart of Stone. So I saw something yesterday. I didn't fact check it, so I'm just going to spread the rumor. No, I saw that he was at a show and he was talking to the crowd and said he was going to be taking like a year off or something like that.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, you see, he was saying that. I'll have to look into that. Maybe I'll have something to add to Lauren's Country Lowdown.
Okay.
Coming up, I'll do my investigative reporting, right?
You know what? I don't think you made that up.
Well, I didn't think I made it up either.
I've sat on it, and I'm like, I think that I saw that, too, and I saved it somewhere to circle back to it. So, okay.
Yeah.
We're not spreading rumors.
I saw it from the Tennessean. Jelly Roll announces he's taking a touring break post-divorce.
But they always say that. Like, oh, I'm going to take a break. And he hasn't been touring that much at all. But, okay. I'm going to find where I saved that and... We will talk about it, but I want you to weigh in as well.
I don't know anything more than that. I just started the conversation on that. But okay, anyway, coming up, we got an extra pair of tickets to Joe Coy, right?
Yep.
Okay, so this is going on Black Bear Casino. When is it?
This is Friday, August 14th.
Oh, okay, so you got some time.
Some time.
All right, Friday, August 14th, Joe Coy, hilarious comedian. You can be a Black Bear Casino. All right, we got a pair of tickets right now, 727-B105. Call us up, good luck. We'll take caller 5, and you can see Joe Coy, Black Bear Casino. Jason Aldean burning it down on B105, and congratulations to our winners. Joe Coy, going to be Black Bear Casino, Amber, and Peggy Sue. So we'll have a great time.
Yep, and if you want to win tickets, you know, we had a few extra pairs today, but you can enter, open up our app, click the B105 Buzz line, record yourself or your kid or your mom or your dad, whatever, saying your best joke. And if we air it back this week, that means you get a pair of tickets, too.
On the 710 Laugh-Off. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow, make sure you join us for that. All right. 726, got your weather forecast coming up. Ken's Weird News. We got a whole bunch of stuff to go over. And Lauren's Country Lowdown, I'm going to be a guest contributor.
You are, because you reminded me of something that I saved, and I need to circle back and read about it.
I'm already briefed.
Great.
I got it.
Maybe you could just handle it.
That's what I'm saying. I can
okay,
do it.
Perfect.
I got you. I can do some lifting around here. All right. Weather next, B105. B105, it's the Breakfast Club. Ken, I'm Lauren. Okay, Ken's Weird News. Weird stuff going on. This is actually, I saw this happen the other day. There is an order from the President Trump, preliminary guidance for implementation of NDA waiver, meaning basically waiving all the non-disclosure agreements from anybody, whistleblowers that come forward, offering them protection, not just offering them, but demanding them come forward with what they know. This started July 31st. This was signed. So in like the next 30 days, we're going to see some stuff come out.
Okay. Great. Probably on Friday.
That's kind of what they were doing, but that's kind of a big thing. And they say that it's no longer optional to come forward with it. You got to do this. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, Aaron Lucas, is the one that sent this out. So, pretty, could be some big stuff. You're going to be paying attention. So, we'll be following this in the next month or so. So, that was the hard hitting stuff I had. Lauren, you had something you wanted to share.
Yeah. So, I saw this and I wanted to save it. I'll mention it quick. So, there is a Bigfoot sighting in southern New England that has been deemed credible.
By who?
The Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization.
Matthew Moneymaker.
Yes, exactly. Something like that.
Heck of a name to have, by the way, if you're starting a Bigfoot thing, Matthew Moneymaker.
Yeah, you might want to change that temporarily. Yeah,
anyway. So tell us, Southern England, Bigfoot, what happened?
Yeah, okay. So a new report is fueling speculation that Bigfoot might be in the woods of southern New England. They've had a bunch of sightings this year. So an eyewitness reported seeing Bigfoot in the Pachaug State Forest. This is in Voluntown, Connecticut. Southeastern part of the state. So they talked to the person who reported it and they deemed it credible. And Matthew Moneymaker says he's not lying about what he saw. I could tell from the conversation. Now, apparently Connecticut has had 29 reported Bigfoot sightings this year alone. Massachusetts even more with about 39. So this is leading people to think maybe Bigfoot resides, you know, in that area where there's lots of dense forests and whatnot. So,
you know, it's easy to say Bigfoot doesn't exist. And maybe but here's the interesting thing. There's been over time, over thousands of years across the globe, different people have,
right,
different cultures have their own version of this. So there's got to be something going on, right?
Right. Now, some people said it's probably just somebody dressed up in a costume. If that's true, sir, you have too much time on your hands.
Yeah, no kidding.
But we'll see. We'll see if it ends up being true. I just love how the headline was like deemed credible. Well, of course, by Matthew Moneymaker. Well, but
that's kind of his thing, right?
We'll take it.
Well, one day he may prove us all wrong.
Maybe.
They're still looking for him. Morgan Wallen, this is Ben Bob. Lawrence Country Lowdown on B105. Okay, what's up?
So Morgan Wallen, we just heard from him, is New Era. He officially has another Diamond certified song. There's, I think, only 19 Diamond country songs. That is a song that has been streamed or sold more than 10 million times. So You Proof actually just hit 10 million.
Really?
His sixth song to go Diamond. So You Proof, Last Night.
Forget about that one sometimes.
I know. I'm like, this seems random. Wasted on You, Whiskey Glasses, Chasing You, and then Heartless with Diplo. So he now has six Diamond certified country songs, and there's like 20 or less. So congratulations to him. And obviously he's going to have more because You Proof came out.
That was years ago.
Right. Obviously.
So it takes a while, yeah.
It takes a while.
Even if you're Morgan Wallen superstar, it still takes
a time. Yeah, so he has like a quarter of them. Yeah. Maybe even a third. Don't make me do math. But congratulations to him. And then Jelly Roll. Well, why don't you take over? Because you said you saw this. So he is planning to step away from touring for a year or two.
Yeah, he was at his concert in Salt Lake City, and then he was saying that, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go do my show in Colorado Springs, I'm going to take a year or two off from the road.
Yeah, I mean, he's been busy, if you think about it. He's been through a lot of, life, too, I mean.
And I was reading this from, what's this, Page Six? Are they reputable?
Gotta take that no.
Okay, well, anyway. They said they've acknowledged they ignored warnings from their legal teams, him and Bunny X-O-Bones, having kids together after their divorce. Well, why would you,
Wait, so they were trying to write about it, and then they...
No, it's they've the legal team was saying, don't do this. It's a bad idea. Don't do this. And they're going to go forward anyway. They still plan to do the IVF. That's what they said.
Okay, that makes more sense.
I don't understand.
Because it gets you know, messy, but...
What? And then what?
But it does seem like they have had this planned out for a while, and she really wants a child that's, like, biologically hers.
Okay.
And they had a pretty amicable divorce, if you think about it, and it was done in, like, a month, so...
Well, yeah, most of it behind the scenes before we even knew.
Yeah, so... Right.
Well, that's what I got.
Yeah, okay. And then we'll end with this. Dan and Shay, they have shared the track list for their upcoming album. It's called Young. It comes out this month, August 21st. And it only has 10 songs on it. It has their current song, Say So, a few that they released, like Her, The Kids, and Jesus. And then there's a song featuring somebody called The Old Guys. They didn't share just who is on that song, but they want us to guess, so we'll see. But if you want to see the track list, you can go to B105country.com.
And more new music from Dan and Shay. Toby Keith. B105, okay, so this is a true story. This happened, and talk about embarrassing. Moviegoers watching Spider-Man Brand New Day on Sunday.
Oh, no.
At a theater in Cartagena, is that where it is?
Cartagena? Is that in Mexico?
I don't know. What is that, Cartagena? Yeah, that makes sense. That sounds more like it would sound... Thank you, Lauren.
Columbia, my bad.
Oh, Columbia. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know. Well, one audience member reportedly let loose an overpowering fart. And that
in a movie theater, that's so bad.
So bad. The stench got so bad that hundreds of people got up and poured out in the hallway of the shopping center, with the video showing some of them covering their faces. The culprit was never identified, but some joked that the person was the movie's true villain.
You know, that's bad because, like, you're eating a bunch of junk and...
Pop. Oh, my gosh.
Not good. Yeah. That's like, that's tough.
You ever heard about a plane having to land, make an emergency landing because of a biological incident?
Many times.
Like, yeah, scary stuff. Oof.
You know, it's tough out there. Was it the reclining seats they were sitting in or the regular? Because that also could make a difference.
Cartagena? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Is it? Where is it?
Columbia. I know that because of the Real Housewives, but that's okay.
See, I recognize from the show Narcos. So, you know, we have our own ways of knowing geography.
But see, educational either way, that's great.
Last night, my cousin's doing a foreign exchange program in Japan. So she's over in Japan, and she's staying with the mayor of the city that she's living in. And my daughter's like, she's staying with the mayor of Japan? I'm like,
the city.
It's all right.
That's still big time.
And then we learned a lot about Japan and Asia yesterday, and I don't know what they're teaching them in school, but not... Thomas Rhett, after all the bars are closed on B105, it is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren and some angel from Lauren Wells. What's going on today?
Okay, well, this is not medical advice by any means, but I've heard stories like this before. So
you're coming to us for medical advice here in the wrong place.
No, it's not. Yeah. But a woman is crediting her persistent chihuahua with helping her find her breast cancer. So this happened in England. She said that her chihuahua was, for a long time, repeatedly like pawing at the underside of her arm and kind of wouldn't let it be, and it was kind of unusual for her chihuahua to be doing this. So she went to the doctor, found out that she did unfortunately have breast cancer. Her dog stopped the behavior after her first round of chemotherapy. She is okay now. She is in remission, but she says the dog saved her life because she didn't feel anything herself. And I've heard other stories like this before.
Oh man, it's a thing.
Yeah,
they give their superpower nose. They can smell when your body changes. The body's chemistry and releases unique odor signatures, and dogs can pick that up right away.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, very cute story. Again, not medical advice, but if you have a dog that's acting weird, there actually could be something to it.
They even have dogs that can alert you when you're going to have a seizure.
Uh-huh.
You know, special. It's amazing.
Yeah.
What and how it works. It's like, how do they know?
Right.
Isn't that nuts?
It's crazy.
Right. My dog just alerts me when there's somebody at the front door or
she would protect
three blocks
you.
Away.
She does like to bark and look out the window.
She does. She's an 80-pound dog, sits on top of the couch. That's why we can't have nice things. It's all right.
Oh, she's cute.
She is. She is. My wife brushed her the other day, and I should take a picture because it's still in the yard. Because she brushed her on the yard. She has such a thick coat, and it looks like roadkill that landed on the yard.
She has so much hair. So cute. You should bring her to work. We need an office dog.
We have so much dog hair everywhere.
We need an office dog.
Okay. Work on that. When Randy's not here. Zach Top, Salt of Sanity. It's 8:05. We will see you again tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday. Joe's going to take over the workday kickoff. Commercial free continues. And tomorrow we're going to learn more about Lauren's love advice and some interesting things. How you might be headed for a silent divorce.
This could make